I miss my mom. It was fun. When you're a kid, your mom is your alarm clock. That's the way you get up for like 20 years. She gets you up in the morning. Now, of course, we all get up to alarm clocks. I hate that. I even hate setting my alarm clock. Every night, you have to decide the second you want to get up now. 8:01 or 8:02. An extra minute could affect my day. 8:03, dare I? 8:05, no, that's too late. Can you go backwards like a human? No, you must go through the cycle of the year again to get back. I rise up all night setting my alarm. Around and around. You get two speeds, fast and slow. Fast is like the speed of light. It's August. Slow is slower than time itself. I'll never catch up. After a while, you don't even care. 8:15, fine, I'll take a shower the next day. It just doesn't matter. Have you ever screwed up your alarm so bad it's now set to go up at 10 at night? Well, that's okay. Wait, I'll move the real time forward. That's okay. As long as I get 8 hours, you have an abacus to work it out on. Yeah, it's working. Einstein's behind you. I've lost you somewhere, man. Totally spent. And the noises we must get up to. You know what these are? I mean, you have these killer alarm noises. The noise from the dial clocks? You're so scared of that, you've learned how to fear to get up to the click before it even kicks in. You're in deep sleep, zoned out. I'm so happy. Your neighbors are glad. Thank you. Why not a silent alarm clock? Something to raise your bed up slowly, gently. So you're naked in the front window. Hi, good morning. Great, see you later. Bye, bye. You ever hit your alarm, go back to sleep, and just dream you're getting up? Are you sure you're getting up? You take a shower, you're eating breakfast, things are happening. Of course, there's a whale in the living room. Mr. Whale! It's okay, you can work him into the dream, it's all fine. He was migrating by, he stopped for coffee. Decaf, right, big guy? You wake up, you're actually upset. Where'd the whale go? He's my ride. And snooze, of course, is a lie. You're not snoozing, you're going back to sleep. 6, 18, take the day off. I think about God a lot, because I have allergies. And, well, what happens when you have allergies? You sneeze, people go, God bless you. Involving God in a sneeze. Like he's got nothing better to do. I'd like to think of him working on world peace somewhere, you know. Okay, what I'd like to do in the Middle East, basically, is, what? Well, bless you. I lost the whole thought. I hate this job. Not only are you bothering God, but how many favors do you get? Do you have any idea? Someday you may be going off a cliff. God, the brakes are failing, save me! Hey, I covered you on the sneeze, dude. I'm gonna get back to work now, if you don't mind. I have to be everywhere in 15 minutes. I figure you meet God when you die. I think, you know, it's kind of like Coach bringing out of the game. Hey, nice going, get out of here, you're crazy. But what if you die doing something really stupid? I mean, God's certainly seen it. Is he going to laugh at you to your face? Or will he rub it in, kind of like game show hosts do? You ever see game show hosts, they're laughing right at you, but you don't know. Oh, well, good try. You gave it a good shot. Get out of here. Maybe God's up in heaven. Well, you're dead now, Bill. Well, let's run the tape back and show you just what you did wrong. Do you see the train coming now? I don't believe, I'm looking for a cassette, God. I don't slow-mo it, I see it. Oh, pretty funny though, huh? How about you, Ricky? You see the man with the gun saying, give me all your money? And you said, make me. Oh. God, I know we all have bad days. We all do. You ever wake up in the morning, you know it's a bad day, you slap the alarm, it flies across the room, shatters into something you love. You know, you brush your teeth in a hurry, you poke your contact lens out into the toilet, and you know you're no use to anybody. But do you stay home where it's safe? No. You go to work and screw everybody else up. Because you want to get paid and you can't take a sick day, you're an idiot. Why don't we get idiot days off? You go to work, I think I'm an idiot today. And they give you a test? You are an idiot. I thought so. How can I help? Go into that room and watch cartoons with the other idiots. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Right now I live with a 3-year-old in San Francisco.